नमस्ते। सन् 2003 अस्ट्रेलियामा नियमित प्रसारण भइरहेको एसबीएस नेपालीको यो नयाँ पडकास्ट अङ्कमा तपाईँलाई स्वागत छ। श्रोतावृन्द, आज हामी अस्ट्रेलियाका गृह मामिला मन्त्री टोनी बर्गसँगको कुराकानी लिएर आएका छौं। दक्षिण पश्चिमी सिडनीको वाटसन निर्वाचन क्षेत्रका सांसद बर्ग गृह मामिलाका साथै कला, साइबर सेक्युरिटी र अध्यागमन तथा नागरिकता सम्बन्धी संघीय मन्त्री पनि हुन्। एसबीएस नेपालीसँगको विशेष कुराकानीको यो पहिलो भागमा उनले अस्ट्रेलियाको नेपाली भाषी समुदाय, बढ्दो समुदायसँग आफ्नो सम्बन्ध र केही चुनौती तथा अवसरहरूका बारेमा बताएका छन्। मन्त्री बर्गसँग सहकर्मी आभास पराजुलीको कुराकानी सुन्नतर्फ लागौं अबको प्रस्तुतिमा।
तपाईंको समुदाय, तपाईंको कुराकानी, SBS नेपाली।
Good day, Tony. Namaste and welcome to SBS Nepali. How are you?
Really well, Abbas, and great to be able to have a conversation with you.
Yeah,
fantastic. Well, great to be on the program now.
Same here. First things first, let's begin with your Nepali experiences. Tell us about your connections with the Nepali-speaking community in Australia.
Look, it's been really important locally. As you'd probably know, Canterbury-Bankstown Council was the first place when Bhadra was elected, the first place to have somebody who was Indigenous Nepalese to be elected to local government. So the Nepalese community here has had a lot to celebrate, and has been a community that I've been engaging with closely, and it's been very good to me my whole career. You started in 2003 and I was elected first federally in 2004. So the Nepalese community have been with me the whole way through.
And talk to us about the strengths and the contributions of the Nepalese and Bhutanese communities. We've talked about Bhadra there. Talk us about the strengths and contribution that you've seen in these last two decades.
I think you always can go to the local achievements, the local leadership, the businesses, the things like that. The extra layer that I would add, though, is as a community, there has just always been an instinctive generosity. Whenever people think of the Nepalese community, there is just a kindness and generosity there from the Nepalese community in looking after other people and wanting to serve as volunteers, to be helping people in so many ways. And I think that's a big part of the popularity of the community.
And very well. Now, I would like to understand, like, what you know of the problems and issues that a young and rapidly growing community like Nepali is having in Australia, and what the Albanese government is doing to address those issues?
Yeah, well, the community is growing very rapidly at the moment, very rapidly in Australia. And so one of the things that, we always, and interestingly, because of the different ways that working regionally can help you qualify for future visas or even permanent residence, it means that there's been people who I've known locally, who then I'll be travelling in another part of Australia, and suddenly I'll see them working there. There was one person, by the name of Rock, and she had served us at the local cafe in Roselands for years. And next time we see her, we're on Bruny Island in the outskirts of Tasmania, and so the determination to follow the rules. But to follow the rules in a way that whatever Australia is saying you have to do to be able to stay longer, the community's out there doing. And I think there's a deep respect for that. And so that means that the Nepalese community is found all over Australia, and in a whole lot of the regions where people often wouldn't suspect.
As our communities grow, we sometimes face challenges with social cohesion and quiet discrimination in housing market and employment sector. How does your department kind of plans to move beyond celebrating multiculturalism with festivals and towards more structural support that ensures community like Nepali and Bhutani Australians are kind of well represented in leadership roles within public service and government advisory bodies? Like,
it's certainly from my perspective, I've always go to the local, I think in part I started to answer this question earlier when I gave the answer about local government. But you know, if I go through the different advisory groups that I work through, whether it's locally through the Labor Party or even the Watson Women's Network that I've established here as one of my key consultative groups, the Nepalese and Nepali and Bhutani communities are well represented and always have been. The department as well has a network called the Community Liaison Officers, who are constantly out there liaising with all communities, including Nepali and Bhutan. So that sort of engagement is happening. But I think the part of it as well, and if I go to the local community groups, the communities are very well represented there as well. So I think part of getting to that next layer, I guess you're referring to, of leadership is people should have the confidence to know how respected the community is. And people should have the confidence to know the level of goodwill that is there towards them and not be afraid to put themselves forward. One of the things, there can be a natural cultural, almost a sense of good manners for people not to push themselves and not to put themselves forward. I'm really hoping we're getting to the point where the community just has the confidence to say, okay, we're here and we can help with that too.
SBS Nepali, SBS South Asian Ma.
तर श्रोतावृन्द, एसबीएस नेपाली पडकास्टमा सुन्नुभयो गृह मामिला मन्त्री टोनी बर्कसँग सहकर्मी आभास पराजुलीले गर्नुभएको कुराकानीको पहिलो भाग। यो सँगै हामी तपाईँलाई जानकारी गराउन चाहन्छौँ कि यस कुराकानीमा व्यक्त गरिएका विचारहरू वक्ता स्वयंका हुन् र यी विचारहरूप्रति एसबीएसको समर्थन वा विरोध छैन। बाँकी कुराकानी तपाईँले हाम्रो पडकास्टमा सुन्न सक्नुहुन्छ। प्रकाशित हुने बित्तिकै नोटिफिकेसन पाउनका लागि अनलाइनमा एसबीएस नेपाली पडकास्ट भनी सर्च गर्नुहोस् र तपाईँले पडकास्ट सुन्न रुचाउने प्लेटफर्म एप्पल पडकास्ट, स्पोटिफाई लगायतमा हामीलाई फलो गर्नुहोला वा एसबीएस अडियो एपलाई आजै आफ्नो फोनमा निशुल्क डाउनलोड गर्नुहोस्। सोसियल मिडियामा हामी फेसबुक, एक्स र इन्स्टाग्राममा एसबीएस नेपालीको नाममा उपलब्ध रहेका छौँ भने युट्युबमा हामी अन्य दक्षिण एसियाली भाषाहरूका साथ एसबीएस साउथ एसियन च्यानलमा रहेका छौँ। थप जानकारीका लागि हाम्रो वेबसाइटको ठेगाना हो sbs.com.au/nepali।